Because you can't walk where you can't see. You're not able to walk in places you can't see. Hello, somebody. So what I'm doing, I want y'all to hear me this morning. What I'm doing, I want to encourage you, because listen to the next verse. He said, if any respect you should have, excuse me, if in any respect you have a different attitude, if in any respect someone have a different attitude, that to God will make clear, that person, in other words, that to God will make clear to you. See, if you don't see what the next person see, and you don't have that mindset and that commitment in your heart, and you don't see it, and they start talking about how they're committed to this prayer life, to this word, to obedience, to not offend, to love, and to do this. If you don't have it, if you humble yourself, he'll show it to you. And you walk in it too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I say. Hallelujah. Only let us stay true to what he has already, what you have already obtained. That's what he's saying. See, if you stay true to what you already obtained, then you're in a position for him to show you this other. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it? Inside of us, we have power. We have authority. We have the name. We have resurrection power available to us to walk in this hour when all the chaos is going on and all the thing they're saying. Do you not know that there are people trying to completely discredit the Bible at this hour you sit here? Do you know that? See, they started out, you know, God don't heal. There's nothing to that talking in tongues and all that stuff. Now they're trying to discredit the Bible. Our forefather dedicated and said, this is a nation that will honor God. And so much so, we put on our coins and our currency. Now they've been trying to get that off for years. For years. Now they're trying to discredit the Bible, but they're too late. Satan, you're too late.
Hallelujah.
That's why you press in. Andrew Warman said something I read. He said, when he started out in ministry, he said, I was so poor that I needed the Bible. He said, listen to this now. I needed the Bible. And my Bible had came loose, and I didn't think I was able to buy one. I just didn't have the money. It's me and my wife. We started out in the ministry. He said, and my Bible started coming apart. And you know, when your Bible started coming apart, you'll lose pages. He said, I was forced to remember the scripture because I didn't have it. He said, that's why I can quote so many of them now, because I was forced to do it. Because I wasn't able to buy a Bible, and I started losing the pages that had the scripture only that I need. He said, I was forced to learn to remember. When you press in, that's my point I want to get to you today. When you press in, it's in there. There's opposition trying to keep you from pressing, and there's a force coming against you trying to keep you from pressing in. There's healing there for you. I don't care how long you've been with the problem. Still, there's healing there for you. Don't let anybody tell you it's not. You just hadn't learned how to receive or obtain it or lay hold on it, but it's true. I don't care what kind of disease it is. They see in the medical field, they tell you there's some disease we don't have no cure for, but there is a cure. Because they've already been healed. Where we make the mistake, we accept what they say and not what the word says. And we stop pressing, we stop seeking. And then the devil and other people in the crowd will bring up somebody died with what you believing for. And they want you to think that just because the person died, it doesn't work. That don't mean it doesn't work. It's just you haven't found it. You hadn't laid hold on it. But it's there. Why is there? Because God said it's there. God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And tell me who's going to change God. Tell me who's going to change him and make him be a lie. That's why you keep pressing in. That's why you do not allow discouragement to set in. You do not allow what people say. I don't care what profession they may be. They can't speak over this. And I promise you, I'm not going to let them do it to me. I don't care what kind of requirement they may try to put on me. This is my first obligation. Do y'all hear me today? This is my first obligation, my first commitment. It's number one in my life because Jesus is Lord. I don't care if you see me coming up the step, limping, hopping like crazy. I'm still not going to back off and preaching healing. Because my limp had nothing to do with what that word said. As far as changing it. Did y'all hear what I said? Do y'all hear the words coming out of my mouth? That's why you get in this book and find out what he has said here and not what you feel and not what somebody else says. And then it make you bag off or make you not pursue. But I press. I don't say I'm rich just to be for me to have something so I can say I got more than so and so. That's not the issue. That's not what rich is all about. My father's rich. He owned the heaven, the universe. He put me on this earth. He put you on this earth to do his will. Now, why would a good daddy like that rich put you on the earth poor? Broken, twisted, confused, kicked out, no place to go, no place to live, full of pain, full of misery, full of hurt, full of anger, full of strife. Why would he do that? And he said, I'm God and I am love. That sound like love to you? That's why you don't allow your feeling, you don't allow the circumstance around you, you don't allow what other people say, you don't allow all the, you press into this and find out what he has said in here, and what you, if you find it in here, that's what he'll do. Yeah.